Listening 51. Genghis and Mongolian Accommodation. 10 years ago, my husband and I decided to go abroad to adopt a baby. But we had no idea of the adventure that was waiting for us. The adventure started when we crossed the Mongolian border in 1998 to visit an agency where you could adopt abandoned children. We caught a cab to the border town, found some accommodation, and waited for the agency to call us. The accommodation was terrible. No air conditioning, no secure place to store our baggage, dirty blankets on the bed, and a balcony that was about to fall off the building. The worst thing was that there was no adapter either in the hotel or the town to recharge our phone. The facilities weren't adequate at all. However, when we got to the agency, it was all worth it. That's when we met our adorable son for the first time. The Mongolian Agency of Adoption, abbreviated to AMOD, had recently abolished restrictions on foreigners adopting children, so we were able to take him home very quickly. Although the agency said he was slightly abnormal, we've never noticed anything unusual. In fact, his teachers say he has special abilities. Oh, and I forgot to tell you something. His name. We called our beautiful son after his most famous countryman, Genghis. Genghis is the most beautiful boy in the world.